This is Robert. Illini.com, not Illini.com. In case you're curious, that's Illini.com. I should just let that play, not even talk over it. Just finished watching the Yale game. Thought this year I might do some kind of instant reaction mini podcasts right after the game. So here's what I thought. You know, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. The students, I guess, are totally gone. It's 8:45 start. Assembly hall's maybe 65% full. Looked like a lot of empty seats there. So maybe that whole situation played into this game, that it was just kind of a snoozer and a sleeper. It was like that tournament in Vegas when you watch it on TV and you could hear the coaches yelling and you could hear everything, you know, Bruce Weber screaming and you could hear the officials and the players talking to each other. It's just that kind of game. I would guess that the atmosphere in Assembly Hall was pretty quiet. The team was pretty quiet. Just kind of went through the motions every now and then would flash, but the rest of the time maybe a few things that were a bit frustrating. But on the bad end, that's maybe the thing. I still concerned that this team is a bit soft. I still, you know, I was hoping when Chester joined the staff that a lot of his toughness would rub off, that we'd not just diving for loose balls and such, but really getting after it on the defensive end, really getting after rebounds, playing together and communicating, and just a focus that I just, you know, it dogged us last year, and I'm worried it's going to dog us again this year. I want more focus. I want more intensity. I'm willing to give a pass for a game like this. I'm willing to give a pass when it's basically a 9 p.m. start, you know, two nights before Thanksgiving when the players are probably headed home, like maybe even right now. But again, I'm wanting to see more. I'm wanting to see some more toughness, mental toughness from this team. On the good side, Dimitri McKamey, he's really good. I don't know why. I'm not sure why I don't realize how good he is. I'm not sure why I don't run into my, you know, Arkansas coworker at work and say, hey, you know what? We have the best player in the Big Ten, maybe, you know. He's just solid and can get to the lane now. And, you know, when we need a shot, he's ready to hit it. And his assist to turnover ratio is probably pretty ridiculous. So, you know, I don't know why I don't realize how good he is. I probably won't realize until maybe game five next year. And our offense will stagnate, and it's like, hey, where's our go-to guy? So he's really good. I really liked DJ tonight. Not just hitting a few threes, getting the lane, hit a floater, got to the rim on two, even got an and one on two of the fast breaks. Played probably the best defense of the night. Really liking DJ. Just solid, consistent. That's what we need. So between those two, that's a pretty good backcourt. You know, on the bad side, Griffey was like scared to shoot the ball tonight. I don't know what was going on there. And even Tisdale and Davis miss a few baseline jumpers and just seem down and off and everything else. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on with our front court. I don't know exactly where that goes, but well, I guess on the good side, there was some debate, a lot of debate, especially between me and my friends, as to what Jeremy Richmond would be when he got here. Can he play the point? Can he bring the ball up? Is he a true wing? Can he play the four? Can he guard the four? It was kind of cheesy, but I liked what the ESPNU commentator said about, you know, Mark Aguirre, kind of a old school game, because I think that's what he's shown so far. Head fakes and reverse underneath and, you know, using the backboard to shield and you know, he does kind of have that old school under the basket game, and I like that. So that's it. Those are my thoughts. Go Liner.